Hi all, this is the first video of a series where we're going to learn how to do GUI programming using Python. The library we're going to use is known as Qt. We're going to use the Python bindings of Qt, which is known as PyQt, and we're going to use the version 4. So the main dependencies for writing this code will be Qt 4 and PyQt 4. If you are having a Fedora system, you can just do yum install qt and maybe the doc and devil. Okay, in Fedora, qt4 is the default, so no need to write qt4 and pyqt4. So this command will actually install all the dependencies you require. So let's jumpstart into the actual coding. I'm going to write a first.py. In this example, I'm just going to create a very simple button, nothing else. So I'm going to import the system module and from pyqt4, I'm going to import qt GUI. That's it. So first I have to create a Qt application. And need to pass the sys.argv there under the application. And then I'm going to create a button, a push button. So actually this Qt application is again a class under Qt GUI module. So QGUI dot Q application and again QGUI dot Q push button, and the text to show in the push button may be hello world, and then I need to tell explicitly this button to show itself, because by default all the widgets or like this push button or any other window, they are hidden, so you have to tell it to come forward. And then I can just run the application calling it app.exec, but as exec is already you can see from the different color already keyword or like some stuff from the Python itself, so I'm going to have to use exec underscore. That's how this bindings works, and I can just do sys dot exit. So after that, so this is it. To run it, I need to do Python and then first.py, and here we go. A small one, hello world. You can see you can actually resize it in whichever way you want. Click it. Nothing will happen because we never installed anything. Actually, we never wrote any code for this, nothing to install in this case. So this is it for the first Qt code. You can just try to write this one. See you in the next video. Ta-da.